What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Dave from Bonnie Lake is. Dave, are you there?
Hola.
What's up, Dave? Hey, were you listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40 to get some of the correct answers?
I was, but I turned it down every time because cheating is for punks and whores.
Oh. Yeah, that sure is right. True words have never been spoken.
You heard it from Dave. Now, Steve, get out of here.
I ain't no punk, and I sure as hell am no whore.
If you are playing at home, Dave has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Big Bird and Grover are from which TV show?
Sesame Street.
Correct. How many studio albums did Nirvana release?
3, 4,
yes.
5.
What color are American porcupine's teeth?
Yellow,
no.
White.
No.
Black.
No. How many furlongs are in a mile?
6.
No.
7.
No.
8.
Yes, 8. What joins muscle to bone?
Cartilage.
No.
Tendons.
Yes. Proteus orbits which planet in our solar system?
Uranus.
No.
Venus.
No.
Mercury.
No. What is the oldest university in England?
Pass.
How many divisions are in each NBA conference?
3, 4.
Yes, 3. What is added to white sugar to make it brown sugar?
Yes.
Who played Andy Dufresne in Shawshank Redemption?
Yes.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, Dave.
All right.
Yeah. Here comes Steve Migs, strutting his stuff with confidence.
He was just so quiet because he was so impressed with himself.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Are you ready, Steve?
Showtime!
Big Bird and Grover are from which TV show?
Sesame Street.
Yes! How many studio albums did Nirvana release?
3.
Yes! What color are an American porcupine's teeth?
They are yellow.
They are not.
Oh. Blue.
No.
Black.
No. How many furlongs are in a mile?
An Edward.
No.
I don't know. 4?
No.
6?
No.
9?
No. What joins muscle to bone?
Tendons.
Yes. Proteus orbits which planet in our solar system?
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
It would not be.
Oh. Jupiter?
No.
Saturn?
No. What is the oldest university in England?
Oxford.
Yes. How many divisions are in each NBA conference?
3.
Yes. What is added to white sugar to make brown sugar?
Cinnamon?
No.
Honey?
No.
Sugar.
No. Who played Andy Dufresne in Shawshank Redemption?
Is that Christian Bale?
No.
Robert De Niro?
No.
Pauly Shore.
No. Steve. Wow, you got five correct, and that is a tie.
Oh, my God.
5-5.
Another tie?
Sorry,
job,
Dave.
Steve. You
Next
too,
time,
Dave.
You'll beat him. Oh, man.
Great game.
Neither of you knew, and it was on the cheat sheet,
that
the American porcupine's teeth are orange.
Okay.
Our friend Dave did know that there are 8 furlongs in a mile. Proteus orbits Neptune.
Neptune.
You add molasses to white sugar to make brown sugar.
Couldn't think of that one.
And Andy Dufresne was played by Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. Have you not seen it?
Shawshank?
Yeah.
I watched the opening credits and then I fell asleep and I've never watched it again.
Danny, you haven't seen it either?
No, I have. It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh,
of all time.
Thank God somebody has their head screwed on straight around here.
Wow.
The Daily Migs Show.
Saturday, September 6th. Something very exciting is happening. The Men's Room will be celebrating 20 years on the Rock of Seattle at Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville from 1 until 6. We've got a bunch of live music planned. Plus, when you get your ticket, that hooks you up with a commemorative glass. You get a beer koozie. Plus, your first 16-ounce beverage is on us. You can head over to KISW.com to get all the info. Snag those tickets before they are gone. Do you ever think to yourself how many takes it might have taken for one of those popular rock songs you love to actually make it out of the studio?
It makes I think about when we interviewed Dave Cruz, the original drummer of Pearl Jam, and we did talk a little bit about the story that came out about how when they recorded Even Flow, it took like, 80, 90 takes until they finally got the take that they liked, and it just seems so mind-numbing to me.
Ultimate Classic Rock ended up putting together the story about some of those big rock songs that took a long time in the studio to make happen. And the number of takes is based on information that they have given through different interviews over the years.
Okay.
So for example, this one took 100 takes.
Such a great Tom Petty song. I wonder why it took that long. Like, was it the guitarist wasn't really nailing it? Or was it the drummer? It's always the drummer.
Was somebody intoxicated?
Danny, did you spend much time in a recording studio? And I know you played music, played guitar.
I mean, kind of. It was kind of half-ass. Like, in Albuquerque, we paid $400 and went to one, but it wasn't that great.
Okay, because I've done a couple of recordings, and I try and get my take done in, like, 2 takes, 3 takes tops. I just do not want to be that person that's taking 100 attempts because I feel like I'm letting down my bandmates.
I mean, the level of patience there is insane.
Well, and it doesn't just like apply to music too. Like it's sometimes like working in radio. I've worked with a guy before who was like, no, that doesn't sound right. Do it again. Like a commercial spot or whatever. It's like, oh no, I can hear something in the background. Do it again. And it's like, oh my God.
That's why I love doing things live.
Yeah.
Because then it's just like, it's live. Flaws, warts, and all. Like, who cares? You know, it's good enough.
Yep.
It's out there. I don't need to overthink it. But I did find some of the other songs that they have, and I want to put you guys to the test.
Okay.
So I'm going to play the song, and you have to guess how many takes it took.
Oh.
So, for instance, let's go here in the Pacific Northwest, this classic song. I think we all know Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana. Do you think it took 20 takes, 8 takes, or 3 takes?
I'm going to go with 8 takes.
8 takes. What about you, Danny?
20.
20. Both of you are wrong. It took 3 takes.
Wow, that's impressive.
Again, I wonder if it's like, are we talking about the drums, the whole performance? But it's crazy to think that took 3 takes in that song.
Oh, my God.
That song's living forever.
One of the most iconic songs that defined a generation.
Okay, here's another iconic song. I wish I was special. Not as good as the Dave Chappelle version.
You're so oh, God.
But I'm a creep. Do you think Creep by Radiohead? Did it take just 1 take, 115 takes, or 69 attempts? Darren.
I'm going to go with 69.
69, nice. What do you think, Danny?
I'll go with 1.
1 take, one of you's right, and that is Danny V. 1 take.
Nice.
Although I know that I feel like they don't like spending a lot of time in the studio because when they put out, I think this song on My Iron Lung, they took the drum performance from one of their live shows. They're like, sounds good enough. And they built the song around that.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And it sounds great. Like, I think it sounds phenomenal. So that's a good one. Okay. Let's go with another one. This is a classic song by John Lennon.
A working class hero is something to be.
Do you think Working Class Hero by John Lennon?
Keep it with religion.
Took 23 takes. 120 takes. Or 5.
And you think you're so clever.
You know, it's kind of raw. I'm going to go with 5.
5 takes.
I was thinking the same thing, 5.
You're both wrong. I don't know how. This took 120 takes.
Oh, my God.
There's no drums. It's just him on the guitar.
Maybe he was just a serious perfectionist.
You know what the funny thing was? As I listened to that, I was like, that sounds like Billy Joe, but I think Billy Joe Armstrong covered that song. And that's why I was like, why do I know this song?
And I think he did it in one take. All right, how about this one? One of the Police's most iconic songs, Every Breath You Take. Do you think it took 12 takes, 1 take, or 100 takes?
Knowing that Sting was just such a stickler and kind of a bully, I'm going to say 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with 100 too.
Both of you are wrong.
Dang it.
Oh, come on.
Quite the opposite. 1 take. I've recently watched an interview on Rick Beato's YouTube channel with Stuart Copeland, and it's awesome to watch, but then you realize, like, Stuart didn't write the same parts ever. Like, it's like, that version, that's what he did on the studio. He never played it the same way again. Like, he was that kind of a drummer where he's like, I didn't memorize my parts. I would just do what I felt like was the right thing at the right time. So it's kind of, maybe that was part of why it happened. Maybe, like, you know, Sting was just like, I really like that drum take, and I don't want to F with it, so let's just go with that one.
That could be it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that song, too.
It's a good one.
It is.
1 take.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
If you've paid attention to anything in the world of sports lately, you would know that several NBA games have had a big disruption when a fan has thrown a sex toy onto the court, to the point where now some arenas, they have this no bag policy. So it's led to many opinions being cast online, Steve Miggs. And we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
From the world of the WNBA, there have been a lot of games disrupted by a sex toy being thrown onto the court as of late.
Yeah, remember, it started with one and then wasn't expecting this to become a copycat thing.
No, a couple of people have even been arrested because of this. And yes, there's a 12 news report in Phoenix talking about one of these incidents.
New at 10, Phoenix police say they arrested a man for allegedly throwing a sex toy in the crowd during last night's Mercury game. 18-year-old Caden Lopez made his first court appearance today, facing charges of disorderly conduct and assault.
I mean, his future is very bright. 18, throwing what rhymes with schmildos onto the court.
Oh, no.
This comes after three similar incidents at WNBA games over the last week. The league released a statement earlier this week reminding fans not to throw objects of any kind onto the court.
Not even those kind.
No, and now they're doing like a temporary no bag policy at a lot of these arenas and things of that nature. But I'm thinking, like, do you even need a bag to smuggle in one of those things?
I don't know. You tell us.
You do not.
I don't know if it was true or not. I think I saw something and I was like half reading it. So don't quote me on this one. But like, they're even thinking about putting like netting around the court, kind of like, you know, to make sure things can't be thrown. And it's just like, this is just crazy.
So that way they can bounce off and hit somebody in the face.
Serve them right. Get bonked in the face with the thing that you just threw onto the field.
As you can imagine, there are many opinions on this subject matter, so let's go straight to the comments.
All right, so we found a bunch of those comments, and, well, we had to figure out who should read these comments. And I figured, well, let's find someone who's been, you know, maybe sadly no longer a part of this planet, but at some point they lived a long life, and they maybe have experienced using one of these things in their time. I don't know. It's a stretch.
Okay.
Betty White. When all else fails, go with Betty White.
I'm sure Betty White used to get down.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we found Robot Betty White reading some of these comments about the people who decided that there should be a no-bag policy when it comes to going to WNBA games to keep those toys from being brought in. Are you ready for the first comment?
Oh, yeah. There's other ways to sneak them in, but it's not going to be pretty.
I think Taryn just illustrated that.
It'll be obvious.
A lot of happy ladies walking into the game.
This won't help. Weirdos will keep being weirdos.
That is probably one of the truest statements of all time.
Definitely.
The weird people will continue to be weird people.
And they will accept this as a challenge.
Yes.
It's actually a great promotional tool for the league. Okay.
True.
Emphasis on the word tool.
Honestly, a no deal policy seems more appropriate. But go ahead and ban bags.
Don't bring logic into this argument, please.
No.
If you throw it, they will come.
Is that the catchphrase for the new film?
If you throw it, they will come.
Oh, boy.
Field of not-so-dry dreams. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good.
I'm waiting for the day when there's a player taking a free throw and everyone behind the basket is waving dildos above their head.
Yeah, like, remember, like, they have, like, those balloons that blow up into, like,
yes!
They just look like little clubs.
The little, yeah, that you clap together.
Yeah. That would be very distracting.
I am envisioning a really fun giveaway night.
This is a marketing opportunity. Instead of bobbleheads, giveaway. Well, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure the Seattle Storm are going to get right on that.
Oh, they're all over it.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are going to be headed out to the ball game, the Everett Aqua Sox ball game to be exact. And that game is happening on Sunday, August 24th. We are going to be sitting on the third baseline, and you can get your tickets and all the info by heading over to KISW.com. As you move through that morning routine of yours, you may be curious as to what is happening out there in the world around you. And pop culture is a busy place. So we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
Trending. On the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
All right, Migs and Danny, I know you two are the resident Swifties in this room.
Oh, yeah, we're huge Swifties.
Taylor Swift has announced her 12th studio album. It will be called The Life of a Showgirl. Mark your calendar.
Like the showgirl kind of showgirl?
Maybe?
Like the movie? Probably not.
October 13th, 2025.
Oh, 10 days after my birthday.
She planned it that way, and you know she did. The kicker is that she's going to be revealing more on the New Heights podcast with Travis and Jason Kelsey.
I saw like a bunch of these pictures online yesterday where everyone was freaking out, like, what does this mean? But apparently it means that she has a new record.
They did a short video yesterday where she showed the album cover and Jason and to her boyfriend and Jason as they got through the episode, and this is what that sounded like.
I wanted to show you something.
Okay. What do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Inside the briefcase was something that she was going to throw out at a WNBA game.
Yes.
No, probably not.
Mint green with TS on it.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS-12! Okay. Is Jason really that fired up about this? Right?
I mean, I like to believe he is.
Let's go back in time. Like, how long have they been together? Like, 5-ish years, maybe?
Is it that long already?
Or maybe, let's just go back before they were in a relationship. You think he would be that excited about a Taylor Swift record?
No, but he's excited that the fact that she waited to announce it on their podcast, so they're going to get millions of listens on it. And then all of a sudden, guess what? They get a good payday.
Smart businessman.
And they just need the money.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah, for sure. They're hurting.
They need more listeners. They need more money.
I was also, as a non-Swiftie, I was like, damn, 12 studio albums so far? When did she release the first one?
She was 13.
And it will, that her first album, her debut album, will turn 20 next year.
How old was she when she put that record out?
No idea. Just a little baby.
We don't need to do that kind of research. I'm sure Jason Kelsky can tell us, because apparently he's a massive Taylor Swift fan, which I really don't believe. But he does like to party.
Yeah, and he's being supportive of his brother's girl. You know, that's nice.
Okay, let's talk about something more important. That's ugly dogs. Did you know there's a contest for the world's ugliest dog?
Yes.
Have you seen this year's ugly dog, the winner? It's a hairless French bulldog mix, and the dog's name is Petunia. Apparently, this contest happens over in California in Santa Rosa. They raise awareness about the importance of adoption, so it's a good cause behind them also talking about ugly dogs. And here's the owner of that dog, Shannon, and one of the judges of the competition, which is somebody from the Today Show, talking about the big winner.
She's feeling great.
Yes.
She loves all the attention. She loves all the humans petting her.
Like, some people are like, she looks like my grandpa. She kind of looks like she's been hitting the creatine a lot, too. She's really jacked.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. Like, the dog looks kind of swole.
Oh, yeah.
She's a mix between Yoda. She's a mix between a hippo, a bat.
Even a wonky dog is deserved to be loved.
Yes.
And that's what we prefer to call them, not ugly wonky.
I will be honest. I have followed this competition over the years, and there's been a couple, you know, Chinese Cresteds that had like their tongue hanging out, that like had like crazy eyes. I don't think that dog is that ugly.
It's weird that it has no hair, though. I don't know. I mean,
Steve,
what?
Bald is beautiful.
I know. As a bald man, maybe I should have a bald dog. That would be hilarious.
I like that. You know, they do say that some people, their dogs look like them.
Right.
You could really step it up.
Neither of my dogs look like me because they have a full amount of hair.
We could shave them.
That would be weird. Imagine petting a hairless dog.
I don't think I ever have.
Yeah. It would be just a weird sensation. I'd get used to it, of course, but that just seems like a strange thing to do.
Petting the hairless dog. Don't look that up on Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? This man's record is 261 wins, 83 losses, and 68 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we are going to play Beat Migs at 850.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.